there were times when it was hard to imagine that the life of Chris Gardner would be what it is today. Especially the time when his son and he is living in that bathroom. You remember that scene in the movie. There was a highly polished metal sheet over a sink. It was not a mirror, but it is served as a mirror and had to wash himself in that sink. Every day watching his baby in that sink and had to ask himself some very predictable questions. What happened? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? But the most difficult question he had to get through was, how did he get there? And the answer was even more brittle. The answer was, he was drove there. He had something to do with it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Would you give me some coffee, please?
You can't change something until you own it. So if you are 50 plus and sitting out there and pointing fingers at other people, you can do that for a long time, but it's hard to look in the mirror and say, how did I get here? And suddenly have the answer, I drove here. He had something to do with it. It's uncomfortable to admit that. Well, he made some bad decisions. He made some bad investments. So the idea of he drove there is empowering. Because the other side of it is, if he drove there, that means he can drive out from that public bathroom. He have to own the house. He had to understand what his mom used to say to him. He was 28 years old when the part of his life happened. Change was coming fast, and you know what, changes everywhere, all the time. The social change, technological change, and the most potent of all, personal change. The most urgent question today is not so much as one of my value and who are we. The urgent question of these terms of constant changes, how exactly are you going to navigate these new realities?
This part of his life, this little moment, is called the happiness. The happiness of sacrifices he made, the happiness of hard work he did.
Chris Gardner is the type of person, if you ask him a question and he don't know the answer, he will going to tell you that he don't know. But he bet you that he know how to find the answer, and he will find the answer and going to tell you what is the answer. Hey, listen, this great film, The Pursuit of Happiness, teaches us to have passions and don't ever let somebody tell you. You can't do something, not even your friends and family members. You got a dream, you have to protect it.